Welcome back in, Robbie Rexrode, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. As we've been discussing, folks, huge game tonight at Bridgestone Arena. Nashville Predators, Carolina Hurricanes coming right down to it. And to talk more about that, we have Preds head coach John Hines with us. John, how you doing today?
I'm great. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Big win the other night, John, and, of course, then last night, there's a big game. First of all, like, were you last night? Are you sitting there watching Flames Jets intently, or is it sort of like, you know what, whatever happens happens? You know, we got to take care of business if you're the Preds anyway. You know, how did you approach that last night?
No, I watched the game. I watched it pretty intently. So made sure we had dinner all done before the game started, and then had a chance just to sit down, because obviously we play. I think if we didn't play both teams coming up, you know, maybe sometimes you might not be as intently, because the results will be the results and we got to take care of our own business. But to get a little bit of a feel and watch both teams and just check on individual players, how players are used, some things that they're doing is always, I think, beneficial when you have the opportunity to do it.
So how would you characterize this opportunity now? Now that it's down to this, you know, you play both of those teams coming up, but you have a huge one tonight. And also, John, I mean, if I told you a few weeks ago that you'd be in this position at that point, what would you have said?
Yeah, I mean, those are two really good questions. I think, you know, it's a tremendous opportunity, because I think there's been, you know, I think the players should really be commended. I think from, you know, just before the trade deadline, when we had moved some players out, you know, it was going to be a task to remain competitive, and players were going to be asked to play in higher roles. And, you know, one of the things we talked with the group about was it's important to play in high stakes games, like the experience at the NHL level to be in a playoff race, to play meaningful games, to play under pressure. You know, it's a really good time of year, but it's a tremendous experience, particularly for the younger guys. And then, you know, this is something that, it, you know, internally for the players and coaches and, you know, and management was, you know, our goal was to remain competitive, because I think it's a great opportunity for the young guys. We also think it's a big statement about the veteran players that are going through this, that have been in the lineup every night. They have a big task to not only elevate their game and elevate their roles with all the injuries we have now, but also to be able to lead in the right direction the younger guys through this process. And I think it speaks volumes about the culture of, you know, the veteran players, and also the hunger and the ability of these young guys to come in and play in these situations and perform at a high level.
Yeah, on those younger guys, John, obviously whatever took place in terms of wins and losses down the stretch here, a ton of them were going to get an opportunity, and then even more because of the injuries of some of your key veterans. So, like, it was going to be an evaluation period, right? But, like, does the way things have gone, does that make the evaluation stronger or, I guess, clearer, because these games have some, you know, have more stakes, have pressure to them, or does that not really matter when it comes down to, you know, looking at these guys and trying to project them ahead?
It matters. You know, it matters, because you can get in situations where, you know, you could be in a rebuild or your team falls out of it and players are just playing, and there's no, you know, whether you win or lose the game, you know, there's not a ton at stake. So whether it's the decisions you make in the game, the competitive level, you know, you need to play at to play winning hockey at this level, you know, it's a big evaluation, because sometimes younger players can come up and it's just, they're just playing. You know, I think you could say playing with house money. I think a little bit our team right now, you could arguably say, is playing with house money for the playoffs to get in, because of all the things that have happened. But here we are, and I think it's important. You know, it is a strong eval, because sometimes, you know, players can play really well in the American League, but it's two totally different leagues. There's just a different level of talent. There's a different level of grind, you know, from the American League to the NHL, just as far as how fast the games come. You know, there's not 2 and 3 days between games. You're basically playing every other night. Sometimes you're playing 3 and 4, back-to-backs, you know, 5 and 8 days, all those types of things with long travel. So I think all those experiences are really important. And then I'd say the last part is that when you sit in your summer meetings, you have some real meat on the bone now of guys that have played top teams, played against top players. You know, where do we see them slotting in, fitting in next year? What are some development things that they need over the summer? And I think it's even more important if we can keep it really competitive. We got some high stakes games coming up here starting tonight. And, I think they're going to be meaningful games right down to the end. And then obviously if you get in the playoffs, it's even better evaluation and the experience. Like, for example, let's just take Philip Tomasino last year. You know, his first playoff game in Colorado, it was a totally different level than he's ever seen from the regular. Like, we played Colorado, I think, game 81, and then we played in game one of the playoffs, and just the atmosphere and the rink, the fan base, the level of play, the level of competition, like these are invaluable experiences for these guys and for our team moving forward.
We're talking to Predators head coach John Hines. Now, John, you know, with all the veterans being out, I feel like one of the leaders that we've seen step up has been Ryan McDonagh, a new addition to this team this year. What has it meant to have a veteran like Ryan McDonagh, and what is something that he has done to really kind of lead and elevate some of the young players to get them motivated to try and continue to push for this playoff run?
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, I think there's, you know, before I get into McDonagh, I think there's, you know, three guys that have been in the lineup basically throughout this whole last 5-6 weeks. And, you know, Colton Sissons has really done an excellent job as a leader and elevated his role on the ice, but also his leadership and his voice in the room. I think Tyson Barry has come over, and, you know, he's now come into a new team, and he's playing different type of minutes. Harder minutes, more minutes than he played in Edmonton, and a very different situation than what he left from Edmonton. But he's a veteran player who also has done a really good job, not only in his own game, but in helping be a voice in the room and guide young players. And, you know, he's done a very good job. And then also you have Ryan, and, you know, Ryan McDonagh's always been really, really good with young players. You know, he's been a captain of the Rangers, and we obviously know about his two Stanley Cups and his playoff runs in Tampa. So, you know, his voice is very strong in the room. He communicates well. He sends the right messages. You know, he's on page with what we're talking about as coaches. He's reinforcing it in the room. He's done a really good job of helping young players along. But, you know, when he speaks in the room, I think, you know, with all the other veteran players out, I think the guys really look to him, and he has the right message. He's willing to speak up. He's got the experience, and he's been really, really critical as a leader to guide us through this. And as much as we talk about the young guys, the young players have done a tremendous job. But I don't think it happens as well or as easily or they feel as comfortable and they're doing the right things night in and night out. Or when we have a bad game or when we lose a hockey game, you know, there's a voice in the room that's calming things down. Let's not get too high. Let's not get too low. Here's the things we got to continue to move forward. It doesn't happen if you don't have good veteran leadership in the room with the amount of young guys we have in the line.
So this past win against Vegas on Tuesday was your all's first home game since the tragic shooting that happened at Covenant. Can you kind of let us and the viewers know what the emotion in the building was like? You know, having your first game against such a big opponent. I know the win against Boston was huge morale-wise, but what was it like your first game back at Bridgestone Arena after the shooting and getting a huge community of Nashvillians together? What did that feel like?
Yeah, you know, it was special. Actually, Junior, I think we played St. Louis on Saturday. That was our first game back from after the shooting. But I also think it does tie into your question about the Vegas game. You know, when the players really took it personal, you know, obviously Ryan McDonagh was one guy that had his family affected. I mean, obviously his daughter that's in school wasn't at the Covenant school, but she goes to a school in Green Hills, and, you know, she was in lockdown while everything was going on because it was so close to the Covenant school. And you know, he didn't travel with the team to Boston. He flew commercial the next day to be able to stay home with his family. So You know, the Boston game for sure was certainly emotional. We kind of had a rally cry, you know, about our team just being able to represent Nashville. And when you have a platform as players and coaches and in professional sports, sometimes it can be a source of pride for a city or even when people are in mourning. It's 2 or 3 hours that maybe fans can get away from some tragedies or things that are going on in their own life and support the team. And I thought the players did an unbelievable job, particularly in the Boston game. And then when we came home against St. Louis, it was really, really special. And, you know, the players knew that we were going to be able to meet some of the police officers that were in the Covenant School that were, you know, I think you all saw the videos of what had gone on, and those officers were at the game. And the players and the coaches had an opportunity to meet those guys and thank them. And that was a real, real special experience for the guys. And then I think you come back, we had the Dallas game, and then we came back home again. It's still there. And I think that along with, you know, Pride Night and everything that goes along with it, the players certainly were emotional again and performed at a high level. And I think it is a source of pride for the group. And it's really nice to see.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, sports can be really important, you know, at times like this, no doubt. And you guys have done a tremendous job with that. One last thing for Preds coach John Hines. Roman Josi, and it's a constant question, do you feel like, is it possible he could be back tonight? Do you think that he will be back soon, if not tonight?
I think it's very questionable whether he'll be back tonight. Hopefully he'll be back soon, but I don't have that answer. It's really kind of a day-to-day thing with how he's going. I haven't seen him yet this morning, but I'm not sure he's going to play tonight.
Okay, very good. John Hines, Preds head coach, big game tonight. Thank you so much, John, as always, and good luck tonight.
Appreciate it, John.
All right, guys, you have a great day. I enjoyed the conversation. Thank you.
Thank you. That was John Hines, Preds head coach, big game tonight at Bridgestone, and really just fantastic. Beyond the hockey they've played, you know, the run they've made at the playoffs, like what they've done with the community in the last couple weeks, really, really important stuff too. And coming up next on Robbie and Rex Show, the Rex Rant, 102.5.